Hello and welcome to the Aga Khan Museum. My name is Marika Sardar and I'm a curator here at the museum. Although I can't be there to greet you in person, I hope you feel the warm embrace of all the museum staff. We're so excited to welcome visitors back to our building. For those of you who haven't visited us before, I'll just start with a brief introduction to our collection and our site. Right now, you're standing in the light-filled atrium of our beautiful museum designed by famed architect Fumihiko Maki, working in close consultation with his patron and ours, Prince Karim Aga Khan IV. We share our campus with the Ismaili Center, housed in the striking building across the way, designed by Charles Correa, and with the garden linking the buildings, designed by Vladimir Jurovich. As a group, we opened in fall 2014. Our museum houses the collection of art assembled by the family of His Highness the Aga Khan, and augmented in particular by his uncle, Prince Sadruddin. The collection includes objects that are from what is broadly termed the Islamic world, and that date from the 8th to the 19th century. In the galleries, they are arranged in geographic and chronologic hubs. The museum was founded with the mission of presenting the artistic achievements of the different cultures of the Muslim world, part of the larger Aga Khan Trust for Culture that also does important work in historical preservation and in supporting performances of traditional music, and that also presents an award for cutting-edge architecture. If you're not already in the galleries, please pause the tour while you enter the collections hall and position yourself next to the large map. Then restart the tour. As you look out over the galleries from this point, you'll see that the works are arranged, as I mentioned, according to the time period and place that they are made. To get an orientation to the basics of the history of Islamic art, you can walk through the display for a self-guided tour. This audio tour layers on another layer of interpretation, looking at the broad history we cover through the theme of interconnectedness. One of the ways to define Islamic art is as a means to capture the interconnections between the Middle East, North Africa, Southern Europe, Western Asia, and the wider world, which have been brought about because of the shared religion of Islam, but that have been deepened and strengthened over the centuries on the basis of layers of cultural bonds. In fact, the many geographic regions represented in this museum have been bound across the centuries by all kinds of ties. Literature, art, music, and food are among the cultural traditions that have moved freely across the political boundaries on the map you're standing next to. And this is why we study and display the art from these areas together. This tour of five objects starts with a white bowl painted with black decoration. If you're standing with the map behind you, look for the cases inset into the wall on the right. The bowl is in the second one of these cases, and it is labeled AKM 546. The first object on our tour is a bowl made in approximately the 10th century. It's made of locally available clay, covered with a white coating made from diluted clay, and it's decorated with black and white glazes with some red accents. You'll find it in the showcase by looking for the object label with the museum number AKM 546. If you're not familiar with the Arabic script, you might not realize that the decoration on this bowl is writing, but the elongated black lines around the rim are all letters, and they spell out a saying in Arabic which translates to, "Generosity is the disposition of the occupants of paradise." In between, in red lettering, the phrase "good health" is written. The fact that this bowl with Arabic writing was made in northeastern Iran, where Farsi or Persian is the predominant language, speaks to the connectivity fostered by the religion of Islam and the language of Arabic. Islamic faith offers a common set of beliefs, and because its revelations were imparted to the Prophet Muhammad in Arabic, it has also fostered a shared connection to this language. The revelations recorded in the Quran, the Holy Book of Islam, are learned in Arabic by all Muslims, no matter what their spoken tongue. For centuries, Arabic was also the language used for scientific studies and for works on geography, philosophy, or mathematics. The reverence for this language transformed into a respect for the word more generally, and many of the objects on display in this museum, from bowls and plates to tombstones and textiles, are embellished with writing. The texts on these objects were meant to be read, but the beautiful scripts in which they are written are also a form of artistry that can be appreciated on its own. To find the next object on this tour, please turn around and look for a low showcase just next to the fountain and positioned in front of the blue wall. You'll be looking for a blue and white ceramic jar labeled AKM 567.